Hello and welcome to the program. We're here hopefully with a little encouragement for these trying days. Stay tuned for the message. Fanny Crosby was blind, and someone asked her one day, if you could get one prayer answered, would that prayer be that you could get your sight? And she said, no, if I only had one prayer, it would be that I don't get my sight. She said, then I'll see Jesus before I see anything else. I shall know him, she wrote, I shall know him by the prints of the nails in his hand. When she gets to see Jesus, she wrote a lot of songs about that. When she was only 8 years old, she wrote this poem. 8 years old. Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. I have so many things that other people don't. To weep and cry because I'm blind, I cannot, and I won't. Why would she write that when she was only 8 years old and blind? Well, mostly because of the influence of her grandmother. Her grandmother would read her Bible stories before she could even walk. She became familiar with every Bible character that's in the Word of God. Not only that, Grandma helped her to memorize 16 entire books of the Bible. She couldn't see physically, but every morning she would get up anxious to see what Grandma had for her today. She wrote this hymn, listened carefully to the words, to the work. It doesn't matter whether you're a grandma who had this tremendous influence on Fanny Crosby, who's had a tremendous influence on all of us. It doesn't matter whether you're a grandmother, a pastor, or a plumber. We've got work to do.
To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of his counsel, our strength to renew, let us do with our might what our hands find to do. Toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. To the work, let the hungry be fed. To the fountain of life, let the weary be led. In the cross and its banner our glory shall be, while we herald the tidings, salvation is free. Toiling on, let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. To the work, there is labor for all, for the kingdom of darkness and error shall fall, and the name of Jehovah exalted shall be in the loud swelling chorus. Salvation is free. Thank you. work, to the work, in the strength of the Lord, and a robe and a crown shall our labor reward. When the home of the faithful our dwelling shall be, and we shout with the ransomed, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes.
Well, the song says we should labor till the Master comes, and I think he's coming pretty soon. This coronavirus and everything that's going on in the world, the anarchy, what's happening in the United States right now, all of this is prophesied in Matthew 24 and other places in the New Testament. It was prophesied 2,000 years ago. We are on the trail to the tribulation period, and what we're looking at today with this coronavirus and everything else, it's a wake-up call to a world that is sound asleep spiritually. Not only is this world sound asleep, but for the most part, people who call themselves Christians today are sound asleep as well. It's a call to repentance for the people of God. Well, the situation we look at and we say, well, is this coronavirus? We hear about conspiracy theories. We hear all kinds of things. It really doesn't matter how it's happening. It's happening, and the Bible says that these things would happen as we come to the end of the age. And the next thing that's going to happen is the rapture of the Christian out of this world. The trumpet will sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. For the Christian, what we need to do is look at this situation and realize, as Esther said, that she was in the world for such a time as this. So are you, and so am I. We're in this world now because God put us in this world now. It wasn't an accident. So here we are in the middle of this mess, just before the tribulation period is going to begin. The Bible says, when these things begin to happen, lift up your head, your Redeemer draweth nigh. To the work, to the work. The night is coming when no man's going to work. And, of course, that's the night is dark, and that's the tribulation period. It'll be the darkest time this world has ever known when those bombs start to fall. The next thing on God's program, we're getting out of here. The rapture's going to take place. In the meantime, we've got work to do. As we said, doesn't matter if you're a grandmother, if you're a pastor, if you're a plumber, whatever we are here for such a time as this. Let's get to work.
To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of his counsel, our strength to renew, let us do with our might what our hands find to do. Toiling on, toiling on, let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. To the work, let the hungry be fed. To the fountain of life, let the weary be led. In the cross and its banner, our glory shall be, while we herald the tidings, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes. To the work, There is labor for all, for the kingdom of darkness and error shall fall. And the name of Jehovah exalted shall be in the loud swelling chorus. Salvation is free. In the strength of the Lord, and a robe and a crown shall our labor reward. When the home of the faithful our dwelling shall be, and we shout with the ransomed, salvation is free. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till